In 1976, Russ is in my first year living in Madison, Wisconsin. The Lee Yawkey Woodson Museum in Wausau started putting together an annual exhibit every fall titled Birds in Art. It's a juried art exhibit with extremely high standards. Each year, one master wildlife artist is invited to display a body of work showing his or her birds in art. Owen Grammy was the first master wildlife artist. In subsequent years, he was followed by such luminaries as George Mick Sutton, Roger Torrey Peterson, Don Eckleberry, Arthur Singer, Robert Bateman, Andrea Rich, and J. Fenwick Lansdowne. After selection as a master artist, these artists receive an ongoing invitation to submit one new work to subsequent Birds in Art shows, but the vast majority of pieces shown at the exhibit each year are selected by the jury. Two of the artists, Guy Koliak and Maynard Reese, have each had a painting in every single Birds in Art exhibition from 1976 on. This year, Reese, who is now 97 years old, submitted a painting of mallards flying into a lake. Koliak's striking work showed the massive roaring Yellowstone Upper Falls with a black-billed magpie in the foreground. I fell in love with one painting of Guy Koliak's a long time ago, I think when he was the master wildlife artist in 1983. The painting showed six baby black-capped chickadees just fledged, clinging to a branch outside their nest cavity. Five were huddled together in that clueless, sweet way new fledglings have, their wide gapes giving their mouths a downward, confused look as they waited for a parent to zip in for a feeding. The sixth was scrambling up toward them, having a harder time hanging on than the others. The moment I saw that painting, it became my favorite piece of wildlife art of my entire lifetime. Unexpectedly, last week, out of the clear blue sky, what should arrive in my mailbox but a 4x5-inch print of that very painting, a kind gift from Francis Walensky, who had been corresponding with me since August. It's just the right size for my desk, and every time I look at it, I smile. The thrill of getting that lovely print may have been part of the reason I suddenly had a strong hankering to get to the Birds in Art exhibit this year, but another big reason is that one of my own friends had a work accepted for the show this year. Ken Kaufman, famous for his conservation and education work in several books, including one of my favorite field guides, had painted a stunning Batelure eagle after a recent trip to Kruger National Park in South Africa with his wife Kimberly, and I knew this painting had been selected. So this past weekend, Russ and I decided to make a day trip to Wausau, the first time I've been there since 2013. That meant I also got caught up on my collection of the Birds in Art catalogs. My set goes back to 1992, missing only 1993. The catalogs themselves are stunning, showing every work in that year's exhibit. This year's master wildlife artist, Don Rambat, is a metal worker in Wisconsin, and his sculptures were simply stunning. Ken Kaufman's painting was even more magical in person than in the small digital pictures I'd seen of it online. And besides the juried exhibit, there was a room displaying some of the museum's permanent acquisitions depicting birds in flight. That included stunning works going back to Louis Agassiz Fuertes. Russ hasn't been to the exhibit for quite a few years now and thoroughly enjoyed it. We both love how different artists see birds, many in the context of people, like one of urban pigeons and sparrows at the feet of four people sitting on a bench eating lunch. Rose Tanner's painting depicted birders in Queensland, Australia, looking out at a rare bird as a fairy wren perches atop one of their hats. There was too much wonderful art to describe in mere words, so the best I can do is encourage you to head out to Wausau. The Birds in Art exhibit will be on display through November 26th, when it will go on tour in five cities from New York to New Mexico. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.